Welcome to the Business Life of Husband and Wife podcast,
a show based on real experiences in business and life.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is our premium content episode
on all things AI.
Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly, scary things, good things about it, and why you need to be prepared and develop some skills.
Yeah, and because, the small portion that we have played with.
Yeah, because the big thing with AI is a lot of these digital nomad jobs and things to do with marketing and writing are getting to be way too easy and efficient for business owners not to take notice of, and especially big business, to cut the fat and streamline the cost of you, employees, and us, business owners. When businesses can run themselves without you, we're all in trouble. That's the big one. So Rob and I have dived into it a bit. We really like it for business owners. We've done a few different ones that we've kind of played with. We're just going to touch on a couple. We're going to mainly
use them. And
Mainly focus on the ones we use or have tried out, because really they're not there yet for the capacity that they have that we can get access to. I'm sure there's stuff out there.
But all the information that we're providing it is helping it learn. So it will be to the point where, like you said, where it'll make definitely a couple jobs obsolete based on where it's headed.
Yeah. So quick dive in. So ChatGTP. So that is the AI open source, for you guys that don't know or should know. That is where you can just punch in basically commands and it will outfeed anything you want, whether that's in writing, in blog form, in jot notes,
structuring an email, how to reply to a specific type of email, creating procedures for staff, creating procedures for anything, essentially anything that you want to take and organize into written form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we've used and tested a bunch of different things on it. It's slick. It doesn't know everything. It makes a lot of mistakes. You got to be very, very careful to edit and go over the content that you put in. The big thing is putting in the right commands and prompts to make sure that it's not just punching out nothing. Because it doesn't fully scrub the internet yet. Like that's what's going to happen. It's just going to scrub the net, pull information on whatever you need. And it still does that, but not the capacity of it making mistakes is still very high. So do you want to give an example, Robin, of just like something? So we've used it for a few blogs and just for a few like different, we've messed
like
around.
Like different prompts and stuff?
Yeah, just let's do a couple prompts for people.
So I will give it an example from like Two Birds perspective, because this is where we have been testing it. So what we would do, for example, say we want to create a blog about barn doors and barn door trends, what we have prompted ChatGPT would be like from the perspective of Two Birds Furniture, who is a architectural salvage company expert, write a blog with five current trends of where the barn door design is at and where you see barn doors headed into the future. Use examples from the twobirdsfurniture.ca website and source other international interior design firms as well.
Right.
Plop, plop. It poops out a blog that you have to make minor tweaks to, and then you're good to go. That is what we have used it for.
So for prompts, it makes a big difference that you basically can write and ask it to write in any kind of language, in any kind of format. You can get it to write in MLA, APA. You can get it to write in a different jot notes. You can get it to write presentations. So if you guys need to know how to do like, hey, I'm building a presentation, I just don't know what slide formats, it'll give you 12 slides. Now those might not be all the ones you want to use, so you pull some out, put some others in, but it gives you a template.
It gives you bones
to fire that into something, to a different program, whether that's PowerPoint or jot notes for you doing a presentation. The prompts are the key, because if you give it the wrong prompt, like say you want to write a blog, you can get it to write in Taoism, right? You can get it to write from perspective of Taoism, very philosophical, but that's not you writing it, right?
It's still a computer. It'll be very obvious that it's not you.
Very obvious. Yeah. So there's a danger in that for all of us, right? It's great for efficiency. So let's just talk about the good things with it. Efficiency?
It's huge for efficiency. Like it has taken so much time, like, and given it back to us based on the copywriting it's able to do, some of the procedures it's able to just hammer out for you. like the blog detailing, that type of thing, like just everything that it's able to just gather and put together for you, that you're essentially, you're skipping a bunch of steps so you can just get down to the final edit and just like edit it for your specifics and then move on from there. Like it has created so much efficiency for our team.
Yeah. And it edits the edits are the, like it gives you the meat and the and yeah. the bones, right? And then you got to put the filler pieces in.
Absolutely.
And that's the big thing. Do not skip that part, because there's so many nuances to everything you're going to do that you want to make sure that you're putting in those details, because mm-hmm. it'll write a procedure on, hey, how do I email a client a notification that their product is being shipped, right? There's auto ones already done, but this is like specialized. So how do I do it from our business? It'll give you the meat of the two paragraphs or the paragraph you need. You go in and you personalize all that mm-hmm. and you've got a template that you can just send out automated, because we use an automated system with Trello.
Yeah.
And it automates notifications to clients being like, hey, in manufacturing, hey, it's in finishing, hey, we're scheduling delivery, what are dates? And then you just put the dates in.
Yeah.
It automates so much for you that it takes a lot off your plate, which means you're saving cash because you don't have to have people sitting there for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes them to come up with a blog.
Yeah.
To come up with content strategies.
Well, especially when you have like a brain like mine, who I naturally write in a very instruction manual format. Like I struggle with fluff, and typically blogs are quite fluffy and inspirational, that type of thing. It's really nice to get the bones, like the meat and the bones that is already in that perspective. So I don't have to sit there and struggle trying to flip on my creative side of my brain. It can just create that for you.
Yeah. So efficiency wise, that is the greatest thing for you. On the other end, from my perspective, because I am not the most linguistically eloquent writer, I can write, but punctuation's missing. I fucking am terrible when it comes to actual English, right? So when it comes to writing, do I like writing? Yeah, we wrote a book. It was great. Super fun experience to like learn, but I'm not, that's what you have editors for and ghostwriters that help you like put shit together so you don't, you know, sound like you're still
the grammar's in, correct, the punctuation's correct, all that jazz.
Yeah, you don't sound like you're in sixth grade still. So, but that is the killer. So that is the big one, is it's going to make you stupid.
Absolutely.
Because you're not actually having to understand
critical thought process.
Where that comma goes, where parentheses go. You don't have to understand how to format in MLA, how to cite sources. It'll all get done for you.
If you ask it to.
Right. That isn't good. It's great for efficiency. It's great for time management. Super helpful. But also, it's going to make us way too stupid, because we're not going to have to actually critically think about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, depending on what you want to take with it, that's the downfall of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing schools start to cancel it. There's programs come in place that are going to start to notice when it's written by ChatGPT. Copywriters are going to come in and be able to be like, this wasn't written by you. You know, so you're not going to be able to copyright this stuff like you used to when you write. When we wrote our book, this wasn't something that was, it wasn't even out there, right?
No, so, and it's great because even people, like feedback from our book, people can tell when it's you writing versus when it's me writing. Like our personalities really come across. So that's something that the AI is going to take away from a lot of stuff, is the personality will not come across.
Yeah. And people are going to start to recognize, like when someone's writing a blog or a book or things like that, that just doesn't sound like it's them. And that's where you need to get into the personalized side of things. You really have to edit. You really have to put in the time again, anyway, to do it. So yes, it's time saving. But also, it's not going to make you think critically, because we've used a couple other ones. So to design logos or to pull media and to like delete backgrounds, like all these programs already have AI. Okay. Google's had it for years. When you type into Google and it gives you an auto response of like the five things, that's already AI. So it's not like it's a new thing. It's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's not new. It's just smarter. And now it's in the forefront of people. Like all this tech, like we were just talking off air, there's hackers out there that have been playing in this realm way, way down in the deep web since the 80s. Mm-hmm. Right. So we were talking, what was the guy's name again, Wade? Bubba?
Gumo.
Yeah. And that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right. Like he got caught, but these guys already know about all this stuff. They developed it, half of them. This was developed a long time ago. So these guys already know how to use it, how to implement it, this is why crypto is so popular, but so scary too, because AI can come in and hack your crypto and take it. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a lot of things with it that are going to be negative connotations. There's going to be people that can take over things with it. You're not going to be able to do a lot of things because it'll track you. right? There's a whole movie on it from the 80s, like Terminator, for Christ's sake. Like, let's be real. Like, yeah. It's a thing that's been thought up decades ago.
Yeah.
So just because it's in the forefront now, it's like when crypto was big, when COVID hit, everyone was on the crypto train. It was a big deal. It's still super cool to have decentralized finance. Don't get me wrong. We'll talk about that in another premium content episode. But the idea behind AI is fantastic for business owners, mm-hmm. for efficiency. The problem is if you're not developing skills to be able to use it and then still have those skills to go in, because so let's just say that you are a content creator or a marketing specialist. All this stuff is just done by pushes of buttons now, right? It's just prompts. Well, you're probably smart enough as a business owner to know, yeah, you don't have time to do it fully the old way and you needed to hire someone out. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't need you anymore. I can do it in-house, right? And that's a big thing. So if you guys listen to different podcasts, but Alex Hormozi, go find him. He's awesome. That is a huge one, is you start with the outsource, and you get people to help you outsource it. And as soon as you can bring it in-house, you bring it in-house because it's way cheaper.
Yep.
That is what's going to happen. All this stuff's going to come in-house. You can have one person operate all this because efficiency-wise, they're going to be able to do it all in 8 hours, which would take a team of like 5 or 6 people a week to produce all this content that you need nowadays to operate a business, to market, to do sales tracking, funnels, anything to do with business. AI is going to take that. So there's all these people that are doing this stuff. Yeah, you still want the human touch to it, but guess what? The meat's already there. So the human touch is just you adding your flair and your finesse to the end. Yeah. So that's going to be the biggest problem for people, is how are you going to provide the skills so that you don't lose your bloody job or your business? Because you can have a private equity firm come in and buy you out, right? And all your people that you built and worked so hard to grow this team and do so well with. And then guess what? They can come in and get rid of everybody. Have 4 people versus 20. All because it's done automation. Mm-hmm. Now, automation is great for business. Fucking great. I think it's fantastic when you think about capital, finances, dollars, making money. But there still is the human contact, the human point that we're going to have a big issue with, that we're both seeing, that you're still not going to have that human element. And that is what people want to see still, right? And I don't think that's ever going to change, because we saw during COVID, there's a disconnect with, I didn't have any human contact. I needed and then it was weird having conversations with people like for a while, right?
Yeah.
Same shit's happening with this, but you need to develop that skill that you can have conversations with people, develop the skill of sales, talking to people. You still need salespeople. Doesn't matter how many funnels, how much marketing you pump out for a product. If you have really good salespeople, it's still one-on-one. It's still a conversation. It's still able to look you in the eye and tell you why you need this or fix your problem for you. That's even scarier. So Wade just puts a prompt up and he says, robots. That's coming too. Now, I don't know if any of you have seen that. There was
the TikTok.
There's a TikTok. Who knows if it's real? It's super funny anyway for a story. This robot was programmed to do a meaningful, like assembly line,
the same task.
It lasted 2 days. Day 2, it shut itself down
because it didn't see a potential or a future.
Like, ridiculous, right? And that's what people want. They want to see potential, they want to see a future, they want to see growth. So AI's going to take that away. Now, if you're big business, you're not going to have these jobs, so no more pension, because you don't need the people, because that's expensive. Crazy expensive. These funds are all these funds that you invest in are all automated now anyway. They're all AI, stock markets and tracking. It's all done through the back end of an AI system. So it's already gone that way. It's just, what skills are you going to have? Like, are you going to be smart enough like Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett? Are you going to know how those markets work and what to buy into and what not to? Probably not. The average person's just not that, right? But is your skill going to get to the level it needs to be? Right. And there's skills you can work on. So like I said, conversations, right? Sales tactics and skills. So I think sales is the biggest one. That's just my opinion. Like, learning how to sell will be the biggest one, because AI can sell through just like mass, but one-on-one is still, there's the word of mouth that just, it will always be there, right? Someone buys a good product online, they're going to tell their friend, they're going to go buy it, right? So you need both, but you have to develop those skills so that you can go get that job. And that's whether it's computer side of the skill, whether it's the actual personal side of the skill, you still need front end people who can talk. So that's the biggest one. Communication and sales, I think, are going to be your huge skills that you need to work on. And that's the one that we're losing. A lot of people are, just because of this stuff, you're starting to see, oh, I don't need that. I don't need to talk to this person. I can just get AI to do it.
Yeah. There's definitely a balance
yeah.
in it that we're seeing. And so yeah, ChatGPT has been, like you said, very efficient and has allowed us to minimize time involved for certain things that neither of us have the time for or certain specific strengths for. But then you have gone down the path of using a different AI program for generating.
I've used a couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I use Photor. And it's basically what it'll do is you put in a prompt. So, hey, create a logo and it'll draw. There's a lot of drawing ones. It'll draw you whatever. It'll draw in Disney characters. It'll draw in anime. It'll draw 3D, 2D, Disney, or just you can get it to draw
like a sketch.
A sketch, yeah. Traditional. And so I had it design a logo just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome. Like unreal. Now you have to pay the premium and pay the content to actually get them to get rid of some. They have a bunch of things on there that like are paid, but
which is fair.
To get the background logo and the colors and everything, like your whole branding kit is right there.
Yeah.
Like it pumps out a branding kit for you. And it was literally like a minute. And I had four to pick from.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And all I did was write in, create a logo. And I had it set.
This is the business.
This is the business. This is the concepts behind it. And these are the, this is kind of the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I kind of gave just those. That was all I did. I didn't even go deep. It was like one sentence. And I had four logos. We picked one and we rock and rolled with it. And then we put it in another AI and we erased all the stuff we didn't like and put our own stuff in.
Sure did.
So that one there, if you're somebody who's
a graphic designer,
yeah, if you're a graphic designer, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
It does it for you. And it's like $4. Like the subscription was $4 for
that you can cancel at any time.
Anytime. And it was for tokens. So if you only need it once or twice, you buy four tokens and it pumps out four different pieces for you.
Yeah.
It was literally, I think it was like 98 cents a token or something like that. And it was like $289 a year if you wanted unlimited. Well, $289 or to pay a graphic designer $2,800 to create the whole branding package. Yeah. I'll take the 10% rate,
I'll take
thanks.
The $4 option, please.
So that's where, you know.
Yeah.
You're saving time. And for me, it was like, well, that's a no-brainer, especially when you're in bootstrap mode or you're in startup mode or whatever you're doing with a new business or even your old business, you're rebranding. It's a way cheaper alternative. Again, if you don't have the skills, though, to go on the computer, you need to learn the skills. You need to learn the prompts. You need to develop these skills because it's one thing to build a branding package and all this stuff. You still have to be able to sell and market. You still need to be able to have that customer experience. It's all got to be there. So you have to build those skills that are almost not tangible, if I can say that right. Like they have to be intangible skills, right? Sales is not like something that's like a tangible skill. It's it's talking. Mm-hmm. It's charisma. It's like speaking
it's
on stage.
Skill, yeah.
Go up and don't be nervous and be able to actually facilitate a course to people or a talk for an hour is a skill. A lot of people are boring as shit when they go up there and do a presentation. You have to have charisma. You got to be on stage. You got to kind of talk to people. And then you got to be able to balance those thoughts and allow them to come out and articulate exactly the flow of a presentation, right? So these are skills I'm talking about, the interpersonal skills, the conversations, the public speaking. Those are skills that I think you're going to need, whereas you can do a lot of this stuff just by like 20 hours of work. Anyways, guys, that's our two cents on AI. That's what I try it out, see what you guys like.
Yeah, and let us know what you've tried.
I think it's fantastic for business and for profitability.
Especially small business, yeah.
And efficiency and time management. On the other hand, Rob and I also, like, we know what the pitfalls are going to be, so you really want to continue your education on everything you possibly can to develop skills.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, like, share, and subscribe to help us grow the show.